American Teacher, a documentary featuring several current and former teachers nationwide, drew tears from many of the 50 or so teachers watching from a high school auditorium. That's because it portrayed things like a dad who had to take on a second job to support his family, and a new mom who had to search for a place to pump breast milk while she was away from her six-week-old infant. Melissa Erickson, president of the Hillsborough County PTA, choked up when she remembered that same character's realization that her year's worth of supplies for a kindergarten classroom only took up a small corner of a table.
And she's not overwhelmed by how paltry they are, except for one fact. She says, they promised there'd be markers. So her expectations are so low, she was just hoping for markers. No teacher should be able to hold their year's worth of supplies in one hand. It's criminal.
Teachers like that are often forced to use what little salary they earn to purchase their own supplies. The best they can hope for is a handful of compassionate parents who do their best to donate needed items. For Eric Benner, a Texas middle school history teacher featured in the film, he was forced to take on a second job to keep his family's finances afloat.
If I didn't have to work the second job, I guarantee I'd probably be spending more time. You know, how can I make this lesson even better? We were talking about that just the other day. I'd like to become the Bill Nye of Texas history, you know, where I, you know, find somebody to fund me to be able to go out and shoot videos that I could, you know, bring to class, you know, of the places we're actually talking about. And you know, the kid's like, you should do that, coach. You should do that, you know. But that's my passion, you know, but you do what you got to do.
And he still lost his family, all because the strain of him never being home was too much to handle. That burden, that sacrifice, is not uncommon in a profession where turnover rates are among the highest in the nation.
I firmly believe that, you know, and the research says this, people stay where they feel valued. And one way to make people feel valued is to make sure they're not struggling.
That was Carmen Samuel. She's a teacher at Roland Park K-8 Magnet School in Tampa. She and the other three panelists all agreed paying teachers more would benefit students, communities, and economies. Linda Cobert is the co-founder of a Florida-based nonprofit foundation called Fund Education Now. She compared teacher pay to that of others, like doctors and lawyers. And those are professions whose average salaries are well above anything teachers expect.
It would recognize their value as professionals. One of the things that caught my ear when I watched this today was the amount of intellectual rigor that this job requires. And we should value that, and we should pay for it like we do in other professions.
One school administrator in the documentary called attention to the fact that his college-aged son made more money selling cell phones than many of his teachers. In the film, the administrator says that it's a telling sign of where the nation's priorities are. And Donna Moffitt, vice president of the Hillsborough County PTA, said she's sick of watching what precious dollars school systems do have being squandered on anything but paying for quality teachers.
And I see money going to things like programs to close gaps. Then I see things for testing to see if the programs close the gap. Then I see, did this test really make an improvement? So we'll test the test. And now I have to wonder, after all of these years, if we put all of that money into a quality teacher, would we have had the gap in the first place?
Since American Teacher was released, Eric Benner has won Teacher of the Year in his school district. And even though a raise would go a long way for him, what he did to earn that honor is something he said any good teacher would do, with or without the pay incentive.
You have to change. You have to roll with the times. You have to change with the times. You have to bring, I mean, would you want to go to a doctor who is still using the same practices 30 years ago? No, you got to catch up with the time. And so when you walk in my class, I mean, very seldom do we open up the book and just read from the chapter.
The documentary is based on a book called Teachers Have It Easy that was co-written by teachers and founders of education nonprofits. In both the film and the book, the pay, treatment, and working conditions for teachers are used to explain why nearly half of all teachers don't stay in the profession for more than 5 years. For more information on public education policy in Florida, go to our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.